Welcome to Maseches Makos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yodalad, Chapter 3, Mishnah 14. While the violator was receiving Malkus, while he was receiving lashes, the Mishnah says, V'ha-koyre, koyre, there was a fellow that would read Psukim from Sefer Devarim. The Pasuk says, Im loisish mar lasis, if you don't keep the mitzvahs, you don't do the mitzvahs, as the Pasuk continues, Kol divrei ha-Torah azois, all the words of the Torah ksuvim ba-sefer hazeh that are written in this book, in the Sefer, the yiras Hashem ha-nichbod v'ha-noira, to fear, to have reverence for the honored and holy name, the powerful, awesome name of Hashem elikecha. And the Pasuk continues, v'hiv la-Hashem es-makoyitcha v'es-makoyis arecha, Hashem will inflict plagues, Hashem will inflict makoyis, Hashem will give lashes kaviyachal, makas gedoyles v'ne'monois, very strong and trusted plagues, chaloyim roim and emalman, God forbid, very serious and evil sicknesses. And if he finishes reading the pasuk, then he goes back to the beginning of the pasuk, and he reads it again, as long as the lashes endure. Now there's a question if the next line is part of this mission or not. It's in parentheses in most mishnayos, but we'll read it anyways. The pasuk says, you should observe the words of this covenant, and you should do them, so that you will have the proper understanding in everything that you do. And the end of the lashes ended off with the pasuk in Tehillim says the Rabbanu Shalom is all merciful and he atones for sins, etc., etc. This section is not written in most Mishnayos, it's not brought down in the Rambam, but some say that they would do that, they would read these additional psukim as the lashes endured. Says the Mishnah, v'immeis, let's say the fellow that's receiving lashes dies from the lashes, tachas yadoi, underneath the hand of the fellow giving him lashes, pater, the fellow giving him the lashes doesn't go to Galus, he doesn't go to the exiled city, as we learned already in Perek Beis. Hoshiv loid ritzua achas, but let's say accidentally a fellow giving lashes gave him one more lash, and that lash, v'immeis, caused the death of the fellow being punished, hareiz agoi lal yadoi, that he does go to Galus, he does go to exile. The Mishnah concludes, Niskalka, let's say the fellow who was receiving lashes lost control of his abilities, and Bein Borei, he defecated, Bein Bamayim, or he urinated. Pater, we don't continue with the Malkus anymore. Mar teaches us because it says, V'nikle achicha le'inecha, your brother shall be smitten, humiliated before you. And this was his embarrassment, this was his humiliation. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ha'ish berei, that a man has to defecate in order to stop the malchus. Ve'ha'isha b'mayim, and a woman, even if she urinates, the embarrassment is so great that she also stops." I remember when we learned this Mishnah as a kid in 7th grade, that I was wondering, as it comes out, there's a very simple way for a person, he's getting lashes, it's starting to hurt him, he could just stop. All he has to do is defecate, or he has to urinate, and it's over. So that was my understanding as a kid in 7th grade. But the truth is that if a person is in the right mind frame, the malchus really atone for him. So maybe he would want to continue with the Malkus, but it's a question that we could still think about even many years later. Wishing you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.